Hello, everybody. This is Carrie L., and this is Carrie L.'s HeartLink Show. And I'm the host, and I welcome you to a wonderful day. We're going to have good things are coming your way. Allow the sacred love to flow through you now. So take a deep breath and relax. Whew. And the blessing for the day comes from the Gayatri Prayer. Let us focus on the effulgent light from which the whole universe is projected. May this inner sun enlighten our minds, and may we awaken as the light. My show is going to be a positive experience, and it's also about you, and I want to hear from my listeners. The show revolves around the sacred and ascension and consciousness and healing. I'll be teaching what I know, and I founded the HeartLink Institute in Oceanside, California. And if you want, you can go to my website at www.heartlinkinstitute.com. And you can find out about my classes that I offer and the counseling that I do. I teach both the Eastern and Western mysticism and esoteric sciences. And coming up in April, the first week on the 4th, will be the tarot. Will be Kabbalah. Yeah, that's wonderful, the Kabbalah system and how that can operate for you. I will be also today giving you information about the initiation process. And much of what we're going through right now, it feels like an initiation. I don't know about your life, but we're on the royal path of our divinity. And if you choose, it's all up to you. You can choose your spiritual path, and we'll be helping you to do that. I'll have a meditation in a little while, and what we'll be doing also is speaking about the archetypes that are up on the planet right now. We have some very special things in the works. I don't know if you've heard the news about what the government is planning to do next week, or at least they're threatening to do, and that's to go to war with Iran. And the warrior archetype has been definitely up for us over the last few years. And what is that all about? Well, you know, it's important for us to be connected to what's happening on our inner world and know thyself. That's the sign that's written over the entrance to the Delphi Temple in Greece. And it really is very important for the spiritual initiate to be doing the inner work and connecting to the subconscious and then the superconscious. And because until we get that under control and integrated and a proper connection working, we're going to have these things happening outside of ourselves that are conflicts, and because of our own inner conflict that we're dealing with. It's important to recognize what's happening in the world and to hopefully be doing our inner work. Now, I want to thank the BBS radio station for putting on such wonderful shows that are helping people to connect. And Don Newsom and his team, and it's a wonderful station that is helping a lot of people. And I like to think of myself as helping people, And if I can help you today, if you could call in, I would love to hear from you. I think if the Spirit guides you to call in, then go ahead. And the 800 numbers are up on the website. I can give you them as well. The toll-free for the U.S. is 877-876-5227. For Canada, it's 888-810-8322. And international is 530-876-3222. So I'd love to hear from you. And perhaps you are seeing the archetypes at work. We do have a choice, and I want to emphasize we can take control of our lives. And the archetypes that seem to be very strong are, I would emphasize what Carol Pearson has written about in her book, The Hero Within. And she talks about three basic archetypes: the innocent, the orphan, the martyr, the wanderer, the warrior, and the magician. And it's interesting because I go into depth into these archetypes as I do my workshops. I'll have a two-day workshop coming in April. And I will be doing that on the 14th and 15th. It's the Blueprinting Your Life in Light workshop. And the path to practical magic and wholeness. So if you want to take your next step towards creating the life you want, please join me in Oceanside if you're in the area for that. Or join me on a magical journey to England this summer. And, of course, it all kind of pivots around what happens next week. So it's interesting, this whole threatening to go to war and how we can somehow transcend what that energy is about. And because I really do feel that we are that powerful. We have the ability and the intellect to work beyond these old issues. These are old Piscean archetypes of going to war. The old martyrdom archetype. And the good news is eventually we reach a state of consciousness that we are integrating all six of these basic archetypes, that they are not fixated in one or, you know, dominated by one, but you can choose, and you can be the magician. Hello?
Hello, Gary-El?
Yes.
Hello, how are you?
Hello. Well, good. How are you, and who am I speaking with?
Brian.
And Brian, where do you come from? Whereabouts are you?
I'm in Indiana.
Indiana, how wonderful! And so, what's on your mind? What would you like to discuss?
Well, I just would like to discuss. I read your bio, and I was just wanting to discuss maybe the angels, or if you can give me maybe like a mini reading.
Oh, the angels! Oh boy. So you work with angels?
Not personally. But
oh,
I like
well you. Okay, well then let's do a little exercise right now to invoke the angels.
Okay.
All right, and let's take in a deep breath and ask for this wonderful protection that is placed over us now, coming from the highest and purest light. Allowing it to enter your aura and breathe that in. And invoke the mighty Archangel Gabriel, who is, just imagine him to be standing behind you. He's got your back. and he's helping with his pure white ray, and ask that he pour this white energy into your aura, bringing you guidance on your next step. That's interesting. And just breathe that in as we invoke the other archangels. Michael, Archangel Michael, is on your right. And breathe in his wonderful blue ray of energy. And now I'm going to request that he cut any negative cords or attachments with his great, powerful sword. And just allow that blue purity to enter. And pausing for just a moment now as he completes his work. And he's calling your again, your name again. What's your vibration?
Brian.
Brian with a B? And what I'm seeing is a pentacle. Pentacles represent to me the material world, the body. Mm-hmm. Often that could be also money and possessions. So I'm seeing that energy. It's a very protective energy, actually. It allows you to be in this world. And what they're saying is they want you to stay. And be in this world and to anchor. And it's literally that they're helping to anchor and help you to purify your body.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing the different chakras light up as they're scanning your body. And of course, Raphael is now coming in because this is a wonderful healing ray. And Raphael stands before you. And the green energy, this wonderful green ray, is coming in for healing. And they're saying abundance, too, because they're saying that that's something that's obviously that you're wanting.
Yes.
And so just ask then the protection from Raphael and allow the wonderful energy of justice and truth and vision to be imparted to you right now. Receive that. You might even feel like you or see a symbol as they hand it to you. Get a sense of maybe a collage of symbols. Again, that pentacle is so strong as they're showing that. And just again, breathing in Uriel now. She's coming in with this wonderful energy, purple and gold ray. And the conflicts now, and they're showing me there's been great deal of inner turmoil. Well, you're right on time because that's kind of where everybody is right now. So really breathe that in now so that you get more clarity of reconciliation between the opposites. And just breathe in the brotherhood and sisterhood of the universal human. And whoever is preventing you from receiving or trying to block that, just say no. And allow the emotional and mental chains to be broken. They no longer control you. And free from now the fears, any irrational fears. And just continue now to receive that over the next 5 days. They're saying that you'll be continuing to receive that. And especially, I want you to continue to listen later to the meditation. We'll be doing very special inner child work, so that will be also very healing. Any other question, Brian?
The only other question was, first I would like to say thank you. And
you're welcome.
I could feel my body kind of vibrate a little.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you. And
you're welcome.
And the only other question is, I just want to know if I have a strong connection with the angelic realm.
Well, you do now. And, of course, they're laughing, but of course you have. And you knew that. And you are making it stronger.
Good.
Just
good.
Know that and continue to call upon them.
I know.
Okay?
Well, thank you so much. And God bless.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was a wonderful. I never knew where they're going to lead the energies, so it was just a nice, refreshing, revitalizing little meditation we did. And so now, as I was speaking about the archetypes and how wonderful is that archetype of the angel and the archangel to boot, wow. You know, there are so many ways of looking at archetypes, and basically we're all able to resonate with the angelic kingdom if we so choose. I mean, this is the gift that we all have available to us, just simply by asking. And, of course, watch what you ask for, because you'll receive it, and that's the old saying. The wonderful... the magician archetype is the one that I really resonate with, because in learning how to work with that energy, I've had to let go and just let go of my will and let thine will be done is the motto there. And it's the law of synchronicity. You learn with the magician that you're just letting the universal laws operate and tuning into what they are and how to work with them and how to work with the natural abundance of the universe that's available and the capacity of moving those energies. So learning to trust that we are supported by the universe when we reach that level where we let go of the warrior. Now, that's a stage that one must go through. The warrior is each one of the archetypes I've mentioned are stages that we all go through at some time. And it tends to be that, as far as women go, they tend to start with the orphan and move to the martyr archetype. And sometimes they get stuck there. But if they so choose, they can go on to learning about, or let's put it this way, they work with the magician as well. The women tend to have the receptive ability to work with a magician, and they work with that energy. But at a time where they are forced to change, when a divorce comes along or something comes up, they must learn also to adapt by being the wanderer for a little bit, and to be separate and not to be taking care of everybody. So there's a time in which they release. Now with a man, they tend to be working on the level of the orphan and the warrior, and that at some point needs to be released. And when they're out, when you go through some kind of life-changing time period, midlife crisis, of course, is typical, then one has to surrender at that point to being out of phase with what they're used to working in, what role they are used to. And that warrior archetype, as I said, is very strong right now on the planet. But, you know, it's going out of phase, and we need to really get that. We can't be stuck in that archetype because it's an illusion. All of the archetypes up until the magician are allusions to the fall. And the innocent begins in the Garden of Eden and in grace. And then there's the fall experience as the orphan deals with that, and the martyr and the wanderer and the warrior are all dealing with that illusion of the fall. And the good news about the warrior is it's at least using assertion and using some powers, but it tends to be the art of self-defense, and it, again, gets in the way of really getting to a place within oneself of the sacred. So you need to let go of that in order to get to the sacred space and time. All right, so now that's a little lofty, I know, so we'll go to an actual, hopefully more people will be calling in, maybe having comments about what archetype they're dealing with, what seems to predominate their lives. And again, the idea is to be able to integrate all six of these archetypes and to work with them all to some degree and not be stuck in any one. Okay, is anyone there? It sounds like no. Okay. And we'll go on to the idea that we also have, when people come to me, they have a reason. And I'm going to give you an example of one of my clients who came to me. And the problem was that she had developed migraines as she was skiing. That she is a proficient skier and loves to ski. However, she has she had a problem with migraines. Now, it's interesting because when a reactive pattern such as migraines develop during such as skiing, it often becomes fixed until the client subconsciously relearns a different response. And the inner mind needs to be reminded of this new way of thinking and feeling periodically. And that was our aim, to begin with, in therapy. And her name is Patty. And, of course, I'm using an alias there then. And what we found is we uncovered that she had chosen this particular way to respond because even though she loved skiing, this is something that she was a very natural skier and loved the freedom of flying down the mountain more than anything, but her migraines were getting in the way, obviously, of her enjoyment. And somehow this was a chosen, a subconscious response. And we looked into what the reason was, hopefully so that she could eventually change that. And the first session, though, I wanted to focus on her continuing to see herself as a good skier, and we've implanted and built that up within her so she would build the confidence to return to skiing and so that she could be capable of taking any ski trip she wanted to take, and we knew that she would be doing it. We had about three sessions before she was going on a ski trip, and we used the first session to give Patty an opportunity to visualize herself outside of her body and dissociate while she was distancing herself from that discomfort of the migraine. So she could learn to do that any time that she wanted to, using self-hypnosis. So that was part of the therapy. That was during the first session. And so she learned to enjoy knowing that she used a tool to envision herself relaxing and moving from side to side as she was swaying gently down the slope, going from side to side, and with the suggestion that she was going with the flow and skiing easily and effortlessly and imagining that. And so eventually, though, upon the second session, we established more of the cause behind the reason of the migraine. And we found that it was a feeling of guilt, that she felt something, that she was responsible for something, and the feelings that she didn't really deserve to be happy or to be living a life of freedom. Now, during this session, Patty was able to realize that she wasn't responsible for the guilt-causing event and that she'd always done her best and that sometimes things were out of her control. And so she realized that she was entitled to be happy and didn't have to always please other people or put their needs first. And by the next week, she was feeling differently about going skiing and felt that the nervousness had disappeared and that she remembered that she could really do this, that this is something that she wanted to do and could do it. But she had remembered that she had an experience about 10 years prior to this that she felt was the cause of the originating migraine. And this time she regressed in our session together to the age of 7 years old, where she experienced that she was with her father and he was upset because she was supposed to help him shovel the snow, and she refused, and he got angry, and at that juncture he pulled her so hard that she fell flying down a staircase, and thus bumping her head, and then of course the actual physical component to the trauma of the headaches. So she was able to connect to that, in which she was, of course, crying and quite scared. And what I did in the therapy is asked her to go to that younger self and do whatever was necessary to make it all right. And so her adult self was asked to evaluate that situation and then to report on the real reasons why the pattern of behavior had begun. And she eventually said that she had felt frightened to say no to anyone that she loved, which then translates obviously then to the skiing trip. And she was able to then strengthen her own inner knowledge, or get in touch with her inner knowledge, which strengthened her and let herself know that she would be protected so that she could go skiing. And she was asked to gather any uncomfortable feelings that were pertaining to the her bumped head and the headaches, and feeling weak or insecure, and anything that was uncomfortable that was clumped together with that. And she was told to visualize putting these uncomfortable feelings into a ball and then to toss it off to the great central sun to be transmitted to be done with it. And so she released all that, the hidden fear that if she said no to someone she loved, that she didn't deserve to have this sense of enjoyment, and all the energies around martyrdom that goes along with that, and the original fall from grace there, how much more obvious could that get with her, at 7 years old, being tossed down the staircase. Here we have it's been translated to the skiing down the mountain. So what else would accompany that skiing but a headache from again, that inner, that trauma, that original trauma. And as I say, it goes to that cellular memory where it's stored until it's literally, through the therapeutic process, gets to be released and no longer is stuck there. So I asked her how she felt after that, and she was so overjoyed. She said it was like light. She loves the feeling of being free and experiencing this lightness spreading throughout her body as well as into her mind. And that feeling was anchored, and she was given a post-hypnotic suggestion that her subconscious mind would remind her conscious mind every time of this wonderful feeling, every time that she would go skiing. She would feel this wonderful light feeling free. And of course, she reported back that she was free of the headaches and the migraine, and it was just overjoyed with the therapy. So I was very pleased for her. And now in a moment, we'll be doing another wonderful healing meditation that goes to the inner child, and so do stay for that, and hopefully we'll hear from others, and I'll be giving the telephone out, and of course you can go to the website, my website, or the BBS radio website, and get the 800 numbers. You can call in the U.S., you can call toll-free 877-876 5227, or in Canada, 888-810-8322, or internationally, the 530-876-3222. And so let's hope that with the people who are rattling their sabers in the government can somehow make the transition, and the whole world can move on through to the higher archetype that is aware of the sacred space and time, and aware of our interconnectedness, and we get beyond the illusion of the separateness. So, and using again this system of archetypes does help, and there are other archetypes as well, other systems, but I like this one with the six general archetypes, and I can see that pattern quite easily in my clients. And again, offering them solutions and empowerment through the magician. As long as they then start believing in their own gifts, their own ability to come up with the right ones within themselves and not make themselves wrong. And that's the beauty of the magician. He is gifted and he's able to use those powers. And he values himself. And so his self-esteem is good. And he recognizes his true boundless self that goes beyond the, of course, the physical, that we're much, much more than just the physical. And now we have a meditation. If I can get the music, I have music. It's interesting how today I sent Dawn the music for that, and it disappeared. You know what? My voice is so melodic that we don't need music. So we'll use the sound of my voice. And so I'm going to ask you to get comfortable. And again, this is, I'm going to give you a last chance to call before our meditation. And if you want to call real quick, that would be great. I do want to quote one of the most powerful quotes from Tony Burroughs. The time will come in our very near future when one more person envisions a peaceful world. And with that seemingly thin act, that tiny action, the scales are tipped and the storm clouds disappear. And a new world, the world that we deserve to live in as our right of birth, opens up before us. So just imagine what can happen when people begin to see others in their highest light. All right. Now go ahead and get in a comfortable position. Get ready for the meditation. And just a reminder that we'll be having our next show a month from now. And it's always the last Wednesday of the month, just so you know. And I hope that you can join me. And if you can come to Oceanside on the 14th and 15th, if you register before the 1st of April, you get a wonderful savings. And early bird savings. All right, so now you're in a comfortable position. And we're ready to begin. Allow yourself to breathe in the breath of life and all that symbolizes to you. And close your eyes. And notice yourself becoming more and more relaxed as your eyes will become very heavy and tired. This is perfectly okay and even desirable. Focus your attention on the sound of my voice and let all other sounds become like background music that enhance your relaxation. And take several deep and centering breaths, breathing through your nose and breathing out your mouth. And you're breathing in love and joy. You're breathing out emotional baggage and negativity. Allow your breathing to become even and focused in your abdomen. Just be aware of the natural breath. I'd like you now to imagine a beautiful beam of golden white light coming down from the divine source into the top of your head. And feel the light as it filters down through the body, as it begins in the facial muscles, knowing that the purpose of the light is washing away stress, washing away any old negative patterns, washing away anything else you don't like out of your body and out of your life. And it's bringing in vibrant, radiant health, unconditional love, peace, harmony, and balance, and any good thing that you desire into your body and into your life. Now focus on the top of your head as the light comes down, relaxing as it goes down the facial muscles. Feel it wash down your face into your jaw. Feel your jaw relax. Feel the light moving down your neck and throat. And feel your throat relaxing. Any and all tension, releasing it. And feel the warmth now moving down your shoulder muscles and melting and dissolving any tension that you hold in your shoulders. And continue moving down through your arms, down through your elbows, down through your wrists and your hands, and down your fingertips. And now allow the light to continue on down your torso, and feel the light energy in your chest and your heart filling with light and your lungs filling with light and your stomach filling with light and relaxing. And the light moves all the way through the digestive organs and down your pelvis, down your hips, down your thighs and knees, down your calves and ankles, and all the way down your feet and out your toes. And see the millions of beams of light filling your aura of your energy body now, filling it with this golden white light. And now I'd like you to create a magic elevator in front of you. And you can make it as large or small as you'd like. And just imagine that as you are creating this, it's going to take you to a healing place where you'll be at a wonderful portal, where you'll stand on a porch in a moment, where you'll meet your wonderful natural child within. And now, after you've created your elevator, go ahead and step inside and see the doors close. And notice there are three buttons on the wall marked A, B, and C. First, push the button marked A. And feel the elevator going down. And now be aware that the great central sun is handing you a ball in which you are to put your worries. You can have them back later on. And continue on down to level, all the way down to level B. Feel that elevator going down. And when you arrive at, when you arrive at level A, we still need to, you're at level A, and you've relaxed even more as you arrive there. Then push the button marked B. And now the elevator goes down, and you're relaxing even more. And this time, the great central sun offers you a ball in which you can put all of your presuppositions and rigid beliefs, and go ahead and put them and bury them in the ball. And you may have them back when you're finished. And now you are all the way to level B. Now push the button marked C and feel the elevator going down. And this time the great central sun gives you a ball and you put your ego in it, including all the roles and archetypes that you play. Put them in the ball one by one. And once again, you can have them back when you're finished, if you want. And now, going down as you push the button marked C. And feel the elevator going down, and down, and now all the way and relaxing down to level C. And now the door to the elevator opens, and you find yourself on a porch, looking off into outer space. And straight ahead of you is a golden round table in the outer space, as it's now becoming more and more clear, starting to see your wonderful, natural child appear there on the golden round table. And watch and notice this child. What does the child have on? And look at the child's face as the child comes near. And notice the child's eyes and hair. As the golden round table now comes close to you and meets up with the porch and the wonderful natural child steps onto the porch and feel the connection with this powerful part of yourself, you get to talk things over and imagine the two of you and how you would review your life. And allow yourself to think of the time you were conceived and what was your mother's emotional condition. And what about your father? And see their union and your conception from God's point of view. And ask your magical, wonderful child about you and why are you here? Why have you come to be born at this time? What is your special uniqueness? What unique part of God do you manifest? What is the difference about you that makes a difference? Accept whatever the child tells you. The answer may come in words and you may receive a symbol. You may have a strong feeling. Just accept what you receive. Even if you can't make sense of it. If you do get a clear answer to your sense of purpose, review your life from that perspective. See the significant persons who affected your life. You may see someone who seemed to be a negative influence in the past, now as an integral part of your divine plan. You may also see someone who seemed a positive influence in the past as less important for your true destiny. Go through the events in your life and view them as part of a large plan, a large purpose, and see them from your wonderful natural child's point of view. Let the film of your life run up until the present moment. Reflect on what you are experiencing now. And feel the presence of your inner child. Get a sense of the unity and coherence of your life. See it all from a more expanded point of view. Your whole life differently than ever before. And embrace your wonderful natural child. And tell your child when you will meet with them again, sooner than later. And hear your child assure you that they are there for you to guide you. And your child is your ally. She has been there holding on to you through all the bad times. Now is the time for ripening and expanding. And see your child now as she returns to the golden round table of light. And take a moment to reflect on what has transpired. Let yourself dream a dream of integration. And perhaps tonight you'll receive even more information in your dreams. And let all your life come together, seeing the bigger picture. Feel your willingness to commit to the reason why you're here. And now, go back and turn around and see the elevator door open. And return now. And as you do, it's your opportunity to really appreciate what this was all about for you. Going back into the elevator as you now press the different levels, beginning with going up to the next level. When you get to then take the ball, it has your ego. And you can take that. You can go on to the next level. And where your beliefs and presuppositions are. And you can return those or leave the ones that you don't want. And going on to the next level. And there, again, where your worries are. Some fears are rational and you want to keep, but other irrational ones you can just leave in the ball. It's up to you. And now coming all the way up, bring back the wisdom and understanding, feeling wonderfully refreshed and feeling wonderfully good, coming all the way back into full awakened consciousness. The elevator doors open and a new day is dawning. Go ahead and step out and enjoy this new sense of self. And I'm so glad to have had this opportunity to be with you all today. And like I said, the last Wednesday of next month, I'll be with you again. We'd love to hear from you. And just am so happy that I can share what I understand and like to hear from you. We will meet again.